In fact, your son was the pastor at that time. He and we were down. We went down to his house because we figured, well, Wayne's probably up, and we knew that Wayne had dealt with that before. And so he says, "Yeah, just sing songs about the blood. They can't stand it, and they completely freak out." And so, you know, you pick up different pieces along the way. So now, here's this assignment, and what the Lord is doing. He wants to take it where what he purges out, you can be sure that you can come into this condition where I consider this present suffering. And I said it what like pressure. So let me see if I have that word here. I'll read that. What I said, press through with his promises applied to the pressure till peace is manifested in you. Okay, so when you have peace that's manifested in you, you are spiritually conditioned to deal with the issue. And it doesn't matter what the issue is. Doesn't matter. And it's going to operate through you in the realm that he has assigned you to. Well, he says in the Old Covenant, wherever you put the sole of your feet. So if you've marched out some land, that's yours now. You're assigned that. So that's one assignment. The other one is where he has received a prophet, in the name of a prophet, you'll receive that prophet's reward. So there's gifting that's imparted. And then the other one is, you know, like in James, is that humble yourself in the eyes of the Lord and he will exalt you or promote you. So he'll take you from one glory to the next glory and you can ask. And then the other one you can directly ask. Come before his throne of grace and boldly ask. So you can ask. So there's four different areas that you can move in to a new dimension and it's going to expand. Well, the scripture says in Isaiah 54, it says, expand your tent stakes, you know, make them secure. And then it says, expand to the right, expand to the left. Well, that's the dimensions I talked about that's in Ephesians 3. You know, width, length, depth, height. So I'll give some labels to that so you can kind of catch that. Width is this. Whatever works in St. Helens works in Pensacola, Florida. See, there's a width. Whatever, and length is this. Whatever worked in 2004 works in 2013. Length is time. Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So then we have these areas where it's depth and height. So the depth is that the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. And so if he told you and he gave you revelation in the area of healing, he reaches down, gives you that revelation on healing and more revelation. And every scripture looking at is on healing. Well, he did that with me on glory and kept auguring down all through one verse, Romans 8:18. So that's depth. But on height, what he does is he actually takes it to think how he thinks in all the other areas. So in other words, if he was only teaching you in the area of healing, what works because it's truth, it will work over here in weather, or it will work over here in the political arena, or it will work over here in the financial realm. And I'll give you some examples because I'm for stretching this wherever he sends me. So I'm experimental. That's me. I take the promise of God, push, and then see what happens. Well, I got this letter from the IRS that says, well, you owe $17,000. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, I owe money for that year, but I don't owe that much. And I put it aside. But they don't go away. And they sent me another letter and it says, well, you owe $17,000. Well, I'm working in construction in Florida, and this is what happened. They took and started garnishing, and they're going to garnish the whole amount because nothing was set on that or settled. And once they started doing that, it's like, wow, I can't live like this because they're taking out more than half. So I got out the CPA paperwork and stuff like that, put it in an envelope, and wrote on my envelope. See, I'm different than most people. But I said, paid for in full in Jesus' name. Mailed it off. Okay, that's what I did. So this is what happened. I come back up here to Oregon, and I get another letter from the IRS, and it said that now they're bringing the air accounting up. It's $16,000 and some because they garnished a couple weeks of wages. And so now it's less. But I looked at the letter. This is me. See? abide in me and my words abide in you. Now I'm speaking to the letter. I told you you were paid for in full. Tossed it on the table. A month later, I got a letter and I opened it up and they said that $13,000 has been dismissed. And it's like, I don't owe that. And that's great. And great. And I should be excited. But I'm accurate because I said paid for in full in Jesus' name. And I said, I called you paid for in full in Jesus' name. Toss it on the table. And a month later, this is what I got. I got another letter from the IRS. And it says that we owe you $231.92, right? And it's like, God transformed that. But, all I'm doing is coming into the alignment. So here, I told you about this. The two become one. And he's already powered up, so I have power. Well, here's the other thing. Jesus' appointment, it says that he holds the whole world by the word of his power. I don't have that assignment. I actually don't have to worry about what happens on Jupiter. So I have a different attachment. It's what he has assigned me. And because he's assigned me that, my assignment, the scripture says that every one of us, and it's in Acts 17, verse 26, you can look it up or write it down, but it says that each one of us have been specifically born in a specific time frame and a specific place and the boundaries of our dwellings. He orders the steps of the righteous, so much so you couldn't possibly accurately define every single detail that the Holy Spirit has done to bring you to this point to today, that all of a sudden now you're listening on things that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you concerning his glory. He already had this going in motion all along. So with this assignment, go back to Matthew 4, because everything, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. So here's what happened. Jesus, coming right off the heels of that, goes in, and the scripture says something that's enlightening. It says, this same chapter, chapter 4, and it says, I'll read this, he says, now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, I'm at verse 12, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. Radiating, shine on, dawn. So that's the light. And it's, he's talking about his glory. But listen to the language here. He says, Man shall not live by bread, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means we're including all the A and D's and the T-H-E's. And these two words, Zebulun and Naphtali. Well, we know those are the names of one of the tribes of Israel. Well, when you look at that, this is what it says. Zebulun says this. In fact, I got a map here. Zebulun says, and its meaning is dwelling. So there's this domain, you have this Zebulun realm that he's assigned you to. Watch this. The land of Naphtali means wrestling. Ever hear that word, wrestling? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So what he's done, he's assigned us that we walk in the same glory, same faith, and the same love, but not the same assignment. And the same assignment is where he says that we go in and restore order. We restore glory. We have a ministry of reconciliation using the words of reconciliation, words to restore.